The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. What should your number one goal be? And how would you achieve it if you knew? Notice what Christ had to say in Matthew 6, verse 33. It says this, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Christ is telling us what your number one goal should be, and that is an everlasting goal that pays the biggest dividends of all. This goal guarantees you a better and a happier life now, an everlasting life with a good position in a new age or in God's world. Now that doesn't sound too bad, does it? And while you are pursuing that goal, you will have a better marriage, more respectful kids, more contentment, just a much better life in general. God in Christ tells us how to pursue that number one goal. Now the beautiful thing about this goal is that it is guaranteed. You can't fail if you follow the guidelines all laid out in the Word of God. Notice what Christ had to say in Matthew 5, verse 6. "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Notice that, my friends. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. This number one goal starts in the mind. What does it mean to hunger and thirst for or after righteousness? Well, to begin with, it means you must be willing to give up your way and begin looking into the Word of God to find and live His way. You would have to understand what righteousness is. God tells us in His Word in many places, but the one place which puts it in a nutshell is in Psalms 119, verse 172. That's Psalms 119, verse 172. And you should memorize this verse. "My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness." Notice that. That's very plain, isn't it? God says all His commandments are righteousness. So if you want to be a righteous person, that is one thing that is required of you, is to keep God's law, to keep His commandments. Now the righteousness Christ and God the Father are speaking of is the righteousness of Christ, which is given you through and by the power of the Holy Spirit. But the thing is, God will not give you His righteousness or His Holy Spirit unless you're willing to obey God. Now, won't it be a great blessing to know that when you die, you will inherit eternal life in the kingdom of God when you are resurrected? God only wants the best for you and everyone else, and He knows what is best for you and everyone in this life. So God put laws in motion, if followed, to regulate man's well-being and to guide him in the path to eternal life. God is all for you. You are His son or daughter, in the sense that God created mankind. God wants you to prosper in every way. Notice what God says in the book of John, chapter 10 and verse 10. "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Eternal life is made possible through Jesus Christ. I think we all know that. So also is this more abundant life here and now, through and by the power of the Holy Spirit, which God gives to those that obey Him. As Acts 5:32 tells us, it says this, "And we are His witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those that obey Him." Yes, God gives the Spirit to those that obey Him. And it's that Spirit, the mind, the attitude, and the character of God, that He would be building in you through and by the power of His Holy Spirit, that gives you a better life now, and that is the earnest or the down payment on eternal life when you are resurrected. And in obedience to God, you are sowing good seed, and you will reap a good harvest now and in the life to come. So if you want a better life now, one free of worry, agony, and oppression, then all you have to do is make your number one plan and your number one goal to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, which means to turn your life over to God and live by His laws, His word, His commandments. Repent and be baptized and receive God's Holy Spirit. Then your material goods and plans will be enjoyed and appreciated much more. You won't let them come between you and your God. Notice what God says in Romans 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Yes, those that love God. Now, what does it mean to love God? Notice what Christ said about those who love Him in John 14 and verse 21, beginning in verse 21. John 14, beginning in verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Now notice what that says again, my friends. Pay attention to this. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Now that's very plain language, isn't it? A three-year-old can understand what Christ is saying here. Yes, you will understand God and His Word, the message that Christ brought to this earth, if you have God's Spirit in you, that is. You hear a message about Christ today, but you don't hear much about the message that He brought and the message that He taught. Verse 22, continuing here, Judas, not Iscariot, said to Him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. Christ said, If anyone loves him, you will keep his word. Now, do you think Christ could be talking about the Sabbath as well here? That's one of the commandments, you know. The true Sabbath, the seventh day, not the first day of the week, the seventh day of the week that God blessed and made holy and has not changed and will not change. Verse 24, He who does not love me does not keep my words. That's plain, isn't it, my friends? How much plainer could you be than that? And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. If God has, or if God is calling you, don't turn it down. For it will be a much better life now, and God will give you eternal life when you are resurrected. That is, if you continue to obey God, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Build the mind of Christ, which was a mind of obedience to God, and Christ proved His love to God the Father by obeying God. And you are to do the same. We are commanded to follow Christ and walk in His footsteps, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That should be your number one goal and your number one plan. Now that you know, what will you do? Where will you be at the end of your life? These are questions that you should ask yourself quite often. You should understand this fact, and that is that God doesn't make your decisions or plans or goals for you. God gave you a mind so that you can do that for yourself. God only tells you what you should do. He also tells you how to do, and He commands you, but He doesn't force. The choice is yours, especially if God calls you in this life. Now, if you live over into the millennium, God will call you then, or after the second resurrection. You will have to choose a goal at either of these times. You will be given a choice to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, or you will be given a choice to seek the lake of fire. It's simple. It's easy to understand. Either of these times, you will be given an understanding of pure and true religion and the way to be saved or the plan of salvation. Notice what the Bible says about the time when everyone will be called and given their chance for salvation, given their chance to understand the right way of life and God's way. Notice in Isaiah 25, beginning in verse 6, And in this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of well-refined wines on the lees. Now it's speaking about the time that Christ is ruling and reigning on this earth, that the kingdoms of this earth have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, as you can read of in Revelation 11, verse 15. Verse 7 going on here in Isaiah 25, And He will destroy on this mountain, that means the entire earth, the surface of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. In other words, God and Christ will destroy the deception that has been cast over the hearts, the minds, and the eyes of all people on this earth. When Christ returns to this earth and sets up His kingdom and His government on this earth, when Satan is bound, and you know, Revelation 12, verse 9 says, the whole world, that Satan had deceived the whole world. And God and Christ is going to take that veil off of the eyes of everyone. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And when God speaks something, that's the way it's going to be, unless he speaks it giving you a choice to change and God not bring to pass what he has spoken because you have changed. And it will be said in that day, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Yes, it's going to be said in that day that we are glad of his salvation and that we understand it. Yes, the right goals and plans for achieving it will be taught, and you will listen, learn, and rejoice in it, and live by the plan that guarantees that true goal. There will also be the choice of rejecting the right goal and choosing the lake of fire. The point is that you will be given your chance to choose salvation or the lake of fire. Your mind and eyes will be open to understand God's word and the way he requires you to live. You will be given the Holy Spirit, which is the down payment on eternal life and is the guarantee of eternal life. You could be one that God is calling today to understand and live in the plan of salvation and be qualified to rule and teach in the kingdom and government of God on the earth. God doesn't call anyone because they are special or better than anyone else to understand his plan of salvation and to understand the number one goal that they should have. So how does God determine whom he wants to call? Well, one way, and probably the main way, and the main reason that he calls anyone today is that God sees an attitude in a person that he can work with, an attitude that wants to obey his word. Now, if you have such an attitude, God is surely calling you. What will you do? Where will you be at the end of your life? You should ask yourself these questions and realize the choice is yours to choose, plan, and live within the number one goal of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I ask again, what will you do? And I ask again, where will you be at death and at the resurrection? The goal you choose and pursue in this life will determine that. It will answer that question for you. If you would like more understanding as to what should be your number one priority and goals and plans, we invite you to request our free articles, Reap a Destiny and What Do You Expect from God? And all you need to do to receive those articles is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you may go online, log on to our website to listen to pre-recorded programs and to order online. So if you would like more understanding and you would like to pursue the right goal, call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 and request your free articles, Reap a Destiny and What Do You Expect from God? No one will call on you or ask you for any money. You won't hear from us unless you request it. Or you may email us for these articles as well at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you may log on to our website to listen to pre-recorded programs and to order literature online at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program and continue to order our free literature and our free tapes and CDs.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.